It's the Golden Point. We're talking Bengalla Group 21 with the chairman, Pete Holland. Mr. Chairman, how are you?
Mate, not too bad for a Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to a brand new season.
Looking forward to the Scanlon Shield next weekend, too.
Yes, Scanlon Shield next weekend. Under-18s will be playing, as well as we've got 16s registered to play for the seniors. It's going to be a full day from around 10 o'clock at Scone.
Yeah, and you'll be out there?
I will most definitely be there all day until the grand final is played, somewhere around 4:30.
Think we'll be utilising you as our correspondent next week on the sideline view, mate.
Mate, what do you pay?
The same as usual.
Okay, well, all right then, done.
Might even double it this week.
Oh,
mate, tell us what is happening with the under-18s in Group 21 this year.
Well, we're struggling for numbers. We definitely have struggled. We've only got three teams registered for the competition this year. Now, last year we joined with Group 4.
Yep.
That didn't go according to plan.
Did play a few games.
We got a few games away, but our guys were way too good for the Group 4 teams, and then they decided they didn't want to come and play anymore.
Right.
Which was problematic. So not as much football as we would have hoped for the 18s. Now, this year we've got the same issue where we've only got the three clubs.
Who are they?
We've got Aberdeen, Singleton and Scone.
Okay, yes.
Unfortunately, Damman couldn't quite get their numbers together. And players have now filtered into the other teams to make sure that they get some game time. Now,
I'm always a bit bemused that Musselbrook can't get an under-18 side together.
Look, they had a few numbers, but then when it was looking like they were getting a team, some players decided to go play for Aberdeen and Scone and out to Denman, and then they had to go to the other teams in the end anyway.
All right, fair enough then. Look, so we've got three clubs. Who are they going to be playing?
Okay, they're going to be playing the Central Coast. Now, this is an under-19s competition. So they're going to be playing some kids that are older than them, but we're guaranteed from New South Wales Rugby League, we've been working in conjunction with them to get us a competition to play in.
Yep.
That a majority of the kids who play this really are under-18s. It's just called under-19s. So we do have some fears from a couple of the clubs that the kids are going to be playing, you know, guys that are a year or so older than them. And they're saying, you know, we've got some kids who can't play under 16s but are playing under 18s, but now you want them to play 19s. Well, yeah, it's an under-19s comp as such, per se, as the name of it. But as we're guaranteed, it is looking that the five clubs that are playing, majority are under 18 players, which is a bonus. That's good. It'll be, you know, able to see how many, you know, how our competition is really going when it comes to the 18s.
Would it be the case that for Singleton, Aberdeen and Scone, if they've got some under-19s who I presume would be playing reserve grade, if they're not selected for that, they could fall back into this competition perhaps?
Look, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
A possibility, and that's the things we're talking with New South Wales Rugby League and Central Coast still about. We're hoping to have a draw finalised where, you know, half of your games will be away and half will be at your home ground.
Yep.
New South Wales Rugby League are kindly picking up the expense of paying for a bus for those who have to travel to the coast or vice versa up here to the Upper Hunter.
It's funny because I grew up in Sydney like you, and when we played away from home, it was like mum and dad was taking us. Whereas in this instance, a bus is put together to take the club down to the Central Coast. And that's been catered for by the New South Wales Rugby League.
Correct.
Excellent.
Due to the fact that we can't play in our own region due to the lack of numbers. And, I mean, we're not the only competition struggling for under-18s. It seems a majority of competitions have gone with under-17s to an under-19s to try and keep their numbers up. But even then, they're struggling. And that's why we're doing this in saying, well, guys, you want your kids to play, then they're going to have to travel, and this is the competition we have for them.
What's going on with kids today, Pete?
Oh, look, a lot of them, when they get to the age of 18, are looking at getting into the workforce. Also, they can go out and start to party and all.
Yeah.
And I guess when you're heading into a workforce at the age of 18, you're thinking, well, I don't want to get beaten up on a weekend and not be able to go to work because I'm probably not going to hold down a job for long.
Yeah.
So it's understandable. And the fact that we have, you know, a rotating roster that's 24/7, and I hate saying 24/7, but that's exactly where we live
and what
we have. Yeah. So, and a lot of kids as well will continue to play down the Maitland Newcastle competitions, where as juniors they do go to, because we're not strong enough to be able to, yeah, have a standalone junior competition for certain age groups.
So we don't have a number of the real youngsters to play around here to then into the under-18s.
I mean, right through the Upper Hunter from Singleton up to Murrurundi and out to Maryworth, you've got under or around that 100,000 mark of population. Now, that's not all kids. It'd be magic if it was.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not all kids, so you don't have a massive pot to choose from.
Yep. All right, well, so that's the news. So the under-18s for Group 21 will be taking on the Central Coast, three of our clubs against their five. When's that expected to start, Pete?
There was a draft plan which said April 9. We said, well, we can't do that because we've got Scanlon Shield.
Yep.
So it'll probably happen after Easter, but we're hoping to have that draw out to the clubs in the not-too-distant future. And as soon as we've got the answer as to the start date that's suitable for both competitions,
yep,
mate, I'll be back to you to let you know.
All right, and of course you and I will catch up as our correspondent next week at the Scanlon Shield from Scone, Chairman of Bengalla Group 21 Rugby League. Pete Holland, thank you for joining us on the Sideline View.
No drama. Can I go home now?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.